your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Welcome, traders. This is Paula T. bringing you the new age of trading psychology. This is October 27th, 2024 show, and I'm glad you're all here. WBGS 1610 is a great place to be, and we are honored that they are hosting this show for us. We have a little bit of sad news to share with you today. Tom O'Brien, the founder and CEO of TFNN.com, recently passed away. And we bring this up because we have known Tom a long time, Mark and I, and it's a sad time. And I want to ask if those of you listening and tuning in here would maybe just keep Tom's family in your prayers, as well as the staff at TFNN, as they transition into this new venture without Tom. He'll always be there in spirit, but just not physically. The other reason I bring it up is because Tom and Mark Douglas were pretty much buddies. They were kindred spirits. They were both funny and never had a bad word to say about anyone. They were both very generous, and they really enjoyed each other's company because they were both hockey nuts. I mean, they loved hockey. As you know, Marky played hockey and just ate it up. So they had a lot of fun together. Well, we all had a lot of fun together at the money shows and throughout the years, and he will be sorely missed. So a great one has left this planet physically, but he is still with us in our hearts and our spirits. And also, too, I think it would be a good time to give thanks to this radio station, WBGS 1610, for hosting all of our recent shows, given that they have endured not one, but two hurricanes in the past month or so. The professionalism with all the staff at this show, including Alan Christensen, in the face of such daunting events, is a true testament and inspiration to all of you listening. To the type of wonderful character they have shown to not only people such as myself, but to all of you listeners out there. So I want to say to Alan and WBGS, muchas gracias, muy bien. Job well done. Okay, so let's get started with some work. I got an email this morning from a trader who keeps watching our pirated workshop videos, but claims he, quote, doesn't get it. He doesn't say what he doesn't get, but he's asking for more advice to give him financial freedom. He states that he has watched the videos. Let me get the exact number here. Here's a direct quote. I have listened to Mark's videos at least 200 times, but failed to make it a career as a trader. So I wrote him back and I asked him, well, what is it that you don't think you're getting? And he replied that the trading exercise, and I'm going to quote here again, the trading exercise in trading in the zone doesn't work. And I think that exercise is now obsolete because that exercise is only for algorithms. Well, okay, I had to write him back and tell him that I'll be honest with you, didn't know what the heck he was talking about, because Trading in the Zone, where the exercise is in, the book it was in, was written long before there were any algorithms even in existence. The book was published in 2000, the year 2000. And to be honest with you guys, that book was written initially for floor traders who were manually trading, just as this trader said he's doing. So his comment falls flat. Okay? So I did tell him that if he wants to believe that that exercise in trading in the zone doesn't work, that's his prerogative, but countless traders across the planet use this exercise, which assists them in creating, defining, and redefining their edge, and have done so for decades. So, you know, I'm just sharing this with you guys. Now, the other part of this comment from this trader, and he's not alone, unfortunately, is all of the traders out there that are so used to the pirated videos of Mark and myself, not so much myself, but definitely Mark, they watch these videos and these workshop videos, and they think that is it. That is, and I've said this before, guys, but it's not the total picture, and you have to understand. And again, I'm repeating myself, but apparently you guys are not really grasping what I'm saying, because each workshop that you find on the internet was geared specifically for that group of traders in the audience. Okay? So you're not going to get the answers that you individually need, because that's not your workshop. Now, when I host my workshops, the people that attend my workshops, I have a questionnaire and I ask them, what specifically are you looking to get out of this workshop? We've done this forever, both Mark and myself. So the workshops online that have been pirated and now you get to enjoy for free, we don't get paid for that. You know we don't get paid for that, because our website is not associated with any of these illegal downloads. So in essence, you are getting a free $2,500 workshop, and you watch it numerous times and you still can't get it, because this is not a cookie cutter industry, guys. There are not cookie cutter answers to trading success. Now, yes, traders can have the same challenges, fear of missing out, fear of loss, fear of being wrong, whatever your fears are, but that is individually characterized by each trader, meaning you could have a fear of loss stemming from a core issue that has nothing to do with any other trader in any of the workshops that you're watching on YouTube. And that's why you can watch them till you go blind, and you are never going to get it, because it's not addressing your specific issues. I don't know how more clear I can be on this, guys. You just don't get it. Those workshops were geared for other people, not you. That's why we've always done individual coaching or one-on-one workshops, to address your innate challenges as a trader. Okay? So please, please start understanding this, because, you know, I don't know how more clear I can be on this. All right, so now the other part of that equation is that a lot of traders don't get what we are trying to teach, because deep down inside, they know they're stealing from Mark's family. Yes, that includes me, but it also includes his adult daughters and his brothers and his sister. Okay, so they're all in on this as well. So no matter where those downloads came from, you know it's not coming from us. You know it's not. We have nothing to do with those downloads, and we have said this for years. So the bottom line is, deep down inside, you're feeling guilty because you're actually stealing from Mark. You can go on and on and on about how much you respect him or how much you respect us and our materials, but you are not willing to pay for any materials that we have out today. So that's why you're not going to get it, guys. It's a set of conflicting beliefs that, oh, wow, I found this for free. Oh, yeah, he's the best. Oh, yeah, he's the guru. Oh, I really respect him. But the bottom line is, You're feeling guilty because you know you're stealing. None of you call our office. None of you say, hey, I'd like to attend one of your new workshops. Not one of you that emails me. But what you do, and this is amazing, you have no problem emailing me and asking me for all the materials that we gave out in all those workshops. Oh, send me a PDF. I need that manual. Oh, send me the download of the CD that you used in the workshop. Not one offer of payment. Now I'm busting your chops here, guys, because I'm letting you know your lack of respect is not only toward us, but more importantly, it's toward yourself. You have no idea how to pay yourself as a trader because you are unwilling to pay for any advice and any expertise. You search and search and search on the internet looking for free copies of our books, free downloads of our workshops, and then you have the audacity to call our office and say, well, I want all the accompanying materials. Oh, just send it to me in an email. My goodness. And then you wonder why you can't create the type of results you want. Think about this, guys. You have a set of conflicting beliefs. You don't respect us because you only want free stuff. But more importantly, and this is the critical point here, you don't respect yourself. You don't believe that you have enough money to pay for your trading education. And that's why you can't make it as a trader and you can't grow your equity because you don't believe you can do it. That's what this is all about, guys. Now, I can sit here and you can say, oh, my God, you know, she's just ranting and raving about this and that. No, I'm trying to give you some clarity here. When you don't pay for expert advice that you claim to respect, you create a conflicting belief that you don't believe in your own ability to pay for what you need. And when you don't believe you can pay for what you need to improve your trading, you can't grow your equity. That's the way it works, guys. So, we'll be back after a break. We're back. So I'm going to start this section of our show with two good quotes. One is a favorite of Mark's, and I don't remember who it's from, but I'll look it up and let you guys know. But it's a great quote, and it is, "Nothing is impossible with God." And the impossible is possible with God. Now, I may have mentioned previously, but one of Mark's favorite authors was Neil Donald Walsh, and he wrote the Conversation with God series set of books. And Mark went to some of his retreats in Oregon and really, really liked the guy. And Neil and I were at some faith-based conferences together, so I spent quite a bit of time with Neil as well. And his story was amazing. He was an alcoholic, a homeless alcoholic living on a park bench. Neil Donald Walsh, not Mark or me. So I thought I better clarify that, okay? And one night he was praying to whoever. He said he didn't know whoever, and God started speaking to him. And that's how his books got started. And now when I met him, it was many years later, He had been married, I want to say, 4 or 5 times at least. And I think when I met him, he was just on a girlfriend at that time. But and he freely admitted his past. He had no problem with what he'd done and how low he'd sunk and how far he'd risen back. And that's something that traders really need to keep in mind. And I think that's one of the reasons that Mark really identified with Neil's books, because as Mark has shared, he lost everything, had to file bankruptcy after he moved to Chicago and started trading. And so I think Mark really shared something in common with Neil. I mean, of course, like I said, Mark was not a homeless alcoholic, but he had filed bankruptcy. But the concept and the energy is the same, guys. If you lose your trading account, that's basically going bankrupt. I know a lot of you guys feel this way. You don't want to admit it, but it is true. When you lose that trading account, you have to make a decision. Am I going to refund that? Can I refund it? Should I refund it? And that is a mental bankruptcy. So I'm sharing this because Mark was never embarrassed about filing bankruptcy. And countless traders over the years, even to this day, will say, oh my God, how could he even mention that? And I know I've shared with you that after Mark passed away due to different circumstances, but I lost everything. I'm trying to think of a nice word, goofballs, I think. I'll use that word, that we had taken from churning accounts and, you know, just mismanaging their clients' accounts, and were about ready to go to prison. And Mark and I turned them around and turned them into multimillion dollar winners. This is fact, guys. And weeks after Mark passed away, these same losers, and I call them losers because they are, no matter how much they're worth, they attacked me and wanted to steal the copyrights to our books. So everything that Mark and I had worked for, I now had to write checks to attorneys for just to keep the copyrights. So I literally lost everything that we had made in our lifetime. And ultimately, I had to file bankruptcy after he passed away. So I get the concept of being bankrupt. Not just Mark, but I myself. And trust me, I didn't want to feel that way in my 50s. It was a fact. But the difference between who Mark was in his early 30s when he filed bankruptcy and me years later in my 50s is that he and I had worked together and studied together and self-reflected together and talked to God together for so many decades that I had the power within me to know that I was going to bounce back and even better, and that the bankruptcy was just a momentary glitch in the overall picture of things. And I'm sharing this all with you guys because I know a lot of you guys have shared with me privately how many times you've had to refund your trading accounts. And I know how painful that is. I couldn't trade for 2 years while all this legal stuff was going on because I didn't have the money. I understand. I get it. Okay? So I'm here to share with you that it's not the end of the world if you have to refund your account. However, what I am strongly suggesting is don't refund your account until you understand why you lost it to begin with, why you went bankrupt. And when I say bankrupt, I mean by blowing up your account. So I'm going to give you some questions to ask yourself here today. And I want you to start doing this work, this self-reflective work, because it is a critical juncture in your trading profession, your trading success, for you to start thinking about yourself and who you are. So get out a pad of paper, get a pen or a pencil or a marker or a flare or whatever it is you like to write with, And even if you don't like to write, get a pen or a pencil or whatever and start writing longhand on this pad of paper. Here's the first set of questions. What do I feel is impossible right now with my trading? I don't know what that is, but you know what it is. And you have to write that down. What do I feel is impossible right now with my trading? Write it down. Be honest. Take as long as you need. Write down everything you think is impossible. Because this is your truth in this moment. Now, the second thing you're going to write down is, why do I feel it's impossible? Why do I feel it's impossible? Again, I can't answer that. I mean, if you have a coaching session with me, I can pretty much tell you why I know it is. But stop being in denial. You have to be honest with yourself. Why do you think it's impossible? Nothing is impossible with God. And you don't have to believe in God. You can believe in a higher power. You can believe in, you know, Ganesh. You can believe in Muhammad. You can believe in Buddha. It doesn't matter what term you use. But you have to believe that there is something outside of yourself that's going to help you through this process. And not just me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just one of the messengers that you may have tapped into. Now, maybe you feel you never had personal power to even become a trader. I don't know. But you have to ask yourself, why do I feel it's impossible? If you thought it was impossible, if you 100% thought it was impossible, you never would have opened a trading account to begin with. Wouldn't even have happened. But you opened that trading account because you believed it was possible. Maybe not 100%, but you believed it was possible enough to fund your account. And maybe refund your account more than once. So you have to ask yourself, right now, why do I feel it's impossible to achieve my trading goals? These are two important questions. We're going to get into some more later, but these are two very important questions that you have to ask yourself and you have to be honest about. Why do I feel it's impossible right now to be successful at trading? And why do I feel it's impossible? What do I feel is impossible? And why do I feel it's impossible? This is about you guys. You have to figure out what conflicting beliefs you have. You have to find out what limiting thoughts you have that are stopping you from pointing and clicking your mouse or forcing you to over point and click your mouse. So write down those questions and we'll be back after the break.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
So, moving forward, the next question I want you to write down is, why do I feel powerless to succeed in the manner I long to as a trader? Now think about this, guys, because if you didn't feel powerless, then you would be successful already as a trader, and you wouldn't be listening to this show. You wouldn't be calling me for coaching. You wouldn't be attending one of my workshops. You wouldn't be reading our books. So you have to ask yourself, why do I feel powerless to succeed in the manner I long to as a trader? Not anything else you've done previously. And I am telling you this. I am bringing this information to you, just like Mark did, from a space of us working through our own sense of feeling powerless to control our destinies. Yes, we've been there. Everybody's been there. No one talks about it. But no, you know, Mark wasn't always a success. I mean, I just told you, he filed bankruptcy. I lost everything after he died. I filed bankruptcy. And I'm back bigger and better than before. Why? Because I know who I am. I know what I think. I know what I believe. And as I've mentioned previously, you know, people try to attack me when I say I'm the best of the best at what I do. Because that's who I am. There is no one that can shake that from me. So you have to have that same 3,000% belief in yourself that you are the best trader you can be for you. And then live it. Live it. And so you're going to start living it by asking yourself, what do I feel is impossible right now with my trading? Why do I feel that it's impossible? What do I feel powerless? Why do I feel powerless to succeed in the manner I long to as a trader? Now think about this, guys. And I'm pausing here throughout the rest of our shows so you can think before I keep moving forward and hitting you with more stuff. So the next question is, how do I move forward? How do I move forward? And the first way you move forward is you have to believe in yourself. I know I've said previously, there were many times after Mark died that people said to me, oh, just give it up. You know, go get a job somewhere. Go get a job? What the hell is that supposed to mean? And quite frankly, a lot of you traders out there have written emails to me stating that your family has said that to you as well. Go get a job. Quit trading. Why are you trying to do something you can't do? It's impossible. It's too hard. You've spent too much money. Whatever anyone has said to you is meaningless except for the fact that you are tapping into it and there's a certain degree within you, certain percentage of you, your psyche, that believes what other people are saying. And that's sad. So I'm here to remind you to stop doing that. Even the most astute, highly motivated, well-grounded traders are limited, and can be limited by counterproductive thought processes that lead to poor decisions and trading errors. We all suffer from time to time from an inability to stay objectively focused or maybe lack the necessary confidence to execute our trades properly. But some traders just may simply let deeply ingrained contradictory beliefs or misconceptions about the nature of trading or the markets rule their trading actions on a daily basis. And as a result, as you know, Mark and I have been teaching for decades, an extremely high percentage of traders lose all or most of their money within the first several years of trading. And a lot of you guys, and you know who I'm talking to because you've emailed me about this, now you start to borrow from family members, from your IRA accounts, from 401k portfolios. You may even mortgage your homes. There's quite a few of you guys that have talked to me about this. You may cash in CDs or money market to refund your accounts. And what does that provide you with? It provides you with and creates a set of conflicting beliefs that you don't trust your ability or that you don't have the ability to execute what you thought were your trading skills into consistently winning trades. So, you know, this is also a problem because the average person, the average trader may have experienced a certain degree of success, but they really have no idea what it takes to be successful as a trader consistently. Meaning most traders today, and I'm not, when I say today, I'm saying today, but it's really been forever, but especially today, they have little idea of the very specific and unique mindset they need to acquire, instill, and sustain to produce the kind of consistent and sustainable results that they desire. And you're going to say, yeah, well, why is that? I don't believe that. Well, here's why. Because most, if not all, traders entering the markets these days, and I'm talking about traders over the age of 25, I know I'm making a generality, but it's true. Most of the traders over the age of 25 these days have come from working at another type of career or job, and they are used to their thought processes and actions that awarded them a salary because they were working for someone else. Meaning they knew exactly what they needed to do to keep their job, to do their job, as well as knowing that constantly improving their skills would get them promoted, raises, and so forth. In other words, anyone who worked or still works for someone else will always know what is expected of them to receive a paycheck. But what most people who work for someone else have trouble understanding, however, especially when they start trading, is that having success at your job, let's say a chosen career, or just in any other type of business, whatever field it is, while working for someone else, doesn't transfer over into success trading the markets. And it certainly doesn't create a mindset of sustaining success in the markets. Again, you're going to say, what are you talking about? Because when you make the decision to trade the markets, you are no longer working for someone else. You are no longer buying into their idea of what you are worth, and you are no longer receiving a paycheck. When you decide to trade the markets, even if it's part-time, you are now working for yourself. And all of you guys out there that are still working at other careers, and you call me because you want coaching to transfer over into trading full-time, this is especially for you guys. As you're transitioning over into trading full-time, you have to understand you are now going to be working for yourself. And what does that mean? Not only from a financial perspective, but more importantly, from a psychological, spiritual, and emotional one. And I can tell you right now here, guys, 95% of every trader that's trying to transition into trading full-time cannot answer that. They cannot answer what it means to be a trader from a psychological, emotional, and spiritual perspective. So you have to ask yourself, guys, what does it mean to work for yourself now that you're a trader? Do you know? Seriously, friends, if you have only worked for others at other companies or organizations, or, you know, whether you're a doctor, an engineer, or maybe you have your own practice, whatever, you're still working in an organizational framework that someone else, such as a manager or a group of people, or just your industry in general, has determined your self-worth. In other words, other people or that industry decided what you would get paid or could get paid. It's just the way the world works, okay? There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the way it is. So you have to ask yourself, how is it you think all of a sudden you would be able to make a determination on your own as to what you are worth? But more importantly, begin to take that amount of profit out of the markets through your trading on a regular and consistent basis. There wouldn't be any way you could do that because you don't have the mindset or the experience or the mental skills to do so, because you have been programmed to only understand what you're worth based on another industry's standards. Now, you might be saying to me, you're crazy. I know what I'm worth. I know what I would pay myself. Okay. So if you know that, then why are you calling me for coaching? If you know that, why are you coming to my workshop? If you know that, why are you buying our books? And you have to ask yourself, how much have you paid yourself consistently with your trading so far on a sustainable basis? And it hasn't, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening. Okay, guys? Now, this is nothing to be upset about. It's nothing to be ashamed about. This is just part of the learning curve. Okay? I'm just trying to make this very clear to you. It's just part of the learning curve. You are no different than any other traders on the planet, even the best of the best. So, if you haven't been consistent, then I would have to suggest that you do not know or believe what you are worth, because if you did know and if you did believe what you are worth, then you would be able to pay yourself consistently and sustainably through your trading. And it's okay, because we've all been there. But that's why I'm here, to help walk you through it. We'll be right back after the break. Okay, so we're going to continue on a little bit in this thread. So when you become a trader, again, whether it's part-time or full-time, and I can't stress enough here, folks, that you can have two careers, all right? I would say about 40% of my clients now, I mean, it may be a different percentage, you know, on different shows, just depending on who I'm working with at the time, but about 40% of the traders I work with right now still have full-time jobs in a career that they have chosen, right? So I work with doctors, attorneys, engineers, IT people, you know, you name it, right? But they do want to become traders, and they're doing it part-time, which is good, so they can get their feet wet, but they're still keeping their daytime job to pay all their bills and have a lifestyle, maintain their lifestyle until they learn how to trade well. But their ultimate goal is to trade full time. So you have to keep in mind, because we all have been programmed, we all grew up, you know, memorizing things in school. You know, our first job is like, well, you do this, you get paid that. So we know that. That's a constant, right? But when we enter into trading, which is an unlimited arena, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, we're not prepared for that. We can have the best system on the planet. We can be the best analyst on the planet. But if we can't pull the trigger, what difference does it make? And so that's why we have to learn as traders how to think, not only how to think, but to know what we think. What do you believe about money? What were you taught about money? What were you taught about success? I mean, again, a lot of traders above the age of 25 were, I'll say 35 actually, but, and I'm generalizing, I get this, so don't be upset, people, but these are facts, okay? There's a lot of people in certain age groups that we were raised with a work ethic. You know, you work hard, you get ahead. I can't speak for people under 25 years old. I don't have kids that age anymore. Okay. But, you know, the point is that there was generations and generations and generations of people like myself and my kids and my grandkids that understand that you have to work. And when you work, you have to know what you think. You have to believe in yourself to get ahead at any job. But when you become a trader, you are now an entrepreneur. And a lot of traders argue with me about this. They say, no. You know, I owned a Fortune 100 company and I built it from scratch. Well, good for you. Okay. So how's that translating over into your trading? Well, you know, it's not. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So don't tell me, you know what you're, that I'm wrong and you know what I'm, that you're talking about. What you learned at any other job was great for that job, but not for trading. So, and this is why, because like any manager or boss you may have worked for, they knew without a doubt what you were worth to their company or organization. And that's what they paid you. And in essence, as long as you worked for them, you bought into their idea of what you were worth. And you believed in the amount they paid you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have stayed there, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this. This is the way the world works. So, but the point is, not all thought processes and or actions that we have used in other businesses work as traders. Because once you decide to enter the game of trading, whether full-time or part-time, you are an entrepreneur, meaning you work for yourself when it comes to your trading. That's all I'm talking about, is when it comes to your trading. And few people, including those who even have their own businesses, whether small or large, know what it means to be an entrepreneur, much less act like one, because we all know 85% of all small businesses fail because they don't know what it means to work for themselves. So I hope I'm being clear on this, and if not, send me emails this week. We'll discuss it next week. But you know, this is how you have to start thinking, guys. I don't work for anybody else but me. And what does that mean? What does that mean? I love working for myself. No one can fire me. No one can tell me I'm not going to get a raise, you know? So my results, whether it's with my trading or my book sales or my coaching clients, my results reflect who I am, what I think, and what I believe about myself. So let's get you started with a few simple exercises as we close out this session to take a mental inventory of your thoughts as a trader. Do you write down your thoughts before, during, and after each trade? And this, you're going to put this on your pad of paper. Have you made a chart of what you feel are your accomplishments from your earliest recollections to the most recent, no matter how small or insignificant, or how long ago they may have happened? How connected are you to your money? Meaning, do you read your statements, all statements, bank statements, credit card statements, investment statements, your trading account statements, every month, or do you ignore them? How do you feel when you have a losing trade or a losing day? What is your definition of being wrong? If you were at a party and someone asked you what you did for a living, would you tell them you were a trader? Do you believe you can make it as a trader? Now be honest with yourself, guys. Write down longhand your answers to these questions, and you will find yourself learning exactly what you think. You will know your truth. And when you know what you think and why, then you can achieve any trading goals you set for yourself. Trading is a 100% mental game, and it's up to you to decide what kind of trader you want to be, a winner or a loser. It's up to you to decide if you want to be a winner or a loser, day in and day out. So make the decision today. You can contact me if your trading results are not your best, and I will teach you how to learn how to step into your highest thought processes and be a consistent winner. This is Paula T. signing off this week. PaulaTWeb.com, 760-636-4290. And thanks again to WBGS 1610 AM on your dial.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.